Welcome to podcast number 6, which is in a series of podcasts recorded for use with the VCE IT application subject. This podcast will focus on decision making, on information systems, and on management levels in organizations. Feel free to download this podcast and put it onto your iPad, iPhone, iPod, or any phone for that matter. Maybe you'd rather download it to your MP3 player or your PC, or even burn it onto a CD or DVD and play it in a DVD or CD player, or even play it in the car while you travel. It means that you can study anywhere, anytime, and in fact, mostly it doesn't seem like you're actually studying. You can even do other things while you're revising your IT applications. Good luck with this and with your exams. Data is the raw facts or figures relating to anything. Information is the presentation of that data with explanatory headings, labels, and formatting. An example can be several numbers written on a whiteboard. On their own, they are just numbers, and they do not tell us anything. However, when you include headings of each column as the months of the year, and a label for the row in millimetre, and a heading on the table that reads monthly rainfall measurement, it all makes some sense. This is the process by which data can be converted into information. Data and information are used extensively by organisations to do a number of things. Some examples are: keep a list of clients and their orders and payments, maintain a list of suppliers and goods, record attendance of students during the school year, document the amount of GST that has been collected by a company. For organisations to be able to acquire, store, retrieve, manipulate data and communicate information, some sort of information system is required. This may be a simple filing cabinet with vertical files and a typewriter, or a sophisticated computer system with many peripheral devices. An information system consists of four basic parts: data, equipment, personnel, and procedures. The equipment of an information system includes both hardware and software. The hardware of such a system may include the following devices: Intuit devices, which could include keyboards, mouse, stylus pen, and graphic tablet. Output devices, which could include monitors, printers, speakers, and projectors. Storage device, which could include hard disk drives, CD or DV drives, tape drives, or USB memory keys. And communication devices, which may include network cards, modems, routers, and switches. The personnel associated with the system could include anyone from the systems administrator at the highest technical level to a data entry person who simply types data into the system. Many procedures should be documented on how to use the system and carry out important tasks relating to the management of data and the communication of information. Each user of the system will have different requirements and permissions, and the documented procedures should reflect the different needs of each system user. Data, which is one of the most important parts of the system, needs careful management. The security and integrity of data is dealt with in another podcast in this series. Information systems. There are four basic categories of information systems, and they are transaction processing systems, management information systems, decision support systems, and expert systems or artificial intelligence. Transaction processing systems are information systems that are essentially simple number crunching or simple data processing systems. These are good at carrying out vast amounts of simple calculations on numbers or processing large amounts of simple data. Examples of these systems are payroll software that calculates the payment for employees given their hourly pay rates and numbers of hours worked. Taxation software that will process a taxation claim form given the required data such as pay for the year, eligible deductions and other specified requirements of the taxation system.
I found a family of squirrels living inside our legacy system. They control our payroll database. They're making demands.
Leave the acorns and no one will get their deductions increased.
Management information systems provide management with reports that will allow them to monitor what is happening in an organization. These reports provide lists of data in tables and graphs, but do not include any analysis of the data or any extra reports to provide some sort of explanation of the data. Examples of these are lists of sales figures for the month or year, hours worked by employees, money spent on things like advertising or marketing, lists of students' marks for a subject or exam. So if you got proof positive, be sure to let me know. God knows I'm trying to do right. So bright up the guidelines. Yeah, give me the proof. Let's make sure it's the truth. Go ahead, give me the proof that I need. Decision support systems are the next level of management information systems. These systems provide reports displaying data and also provide some analysis of the data. This is done so that management are better able to make decisions based on the data collected and displayed by the system. Examples of these are a breakdown of sales figures in an organization by sales territory or customer, a report on students' marks on an exam that further displays on each exam question and how students in a particular college scored on those questions in the exam.
Why does it seem as if most of the decisions in my workplace are made by drunken lemurs?
Decisions are made by people who have time, not people who have talent.
Why are talented people so busy?
They're fixing the problems made by people who have time.
I can't decide whether you should live or die, or you'll probably go to heaven. Please don't hang your head and cry. I wonder why my heart is dead inside.
Expert systems, or artificial intelligence, are systems that can actually make decisions or predictions given the data that is input into the system. These systems are usually run by powerful computers and have also had a great deal of current knowledge or historical data already added to them. Through a series of complex algorithms, the system is able to make a prediction or provide possible answers given the specific data of the case study. Examples of these systems are forecasting systems as used by the Bureau of Meteorology for weather forecasting, information systems used in hospitals to make medical diagnoses on patients given the associated symptoms. These systems will often provide more than one possible solution and indicate which one is more likely to be correct.
Decide whether you should live or die, or you'll probably go to heaven. Please don't hang your head and cry. No wonder why my heart feels dead inside. Cold and hard and petrified. Lock the doors and close the blinds. I'm going for a ride. Oh, I could
go. Decision making and management structures. The quality of a decision is reliant on the quality of information used to make that decision. All of us have seen the result of poor decision-making because the information used was flawed or incorrect. In an organization, decision-making will vary according to the responsibilities of the relevant level of management. There are three basic levels of management, and they are operational, tactical, strategic. Operational management deal with the day-to-day decisions of an organization. These may include how many relief staff to employ next week because of some of the employees attending a conference, what stock to have ordered in for the current orders, where the current orders that have been processed need to be delivered.
In order to avoid shoddy mistakes, everything we do from now on will be part of a documented process.
What documented process did you use to decide what documented process to use? Or is this one of those shoddy mistakes I keep hearing about?
Tactical management decisions usually are in the medium timeline category, probably from about 6 months to 2 years in advance of the associated event. These decisions are made by people who are in middle management and could include heads of department, sales, marketing, or production managers, or faculty heads in a school or university. The sorts of tactical decisions made by this level of management could include the setting of new sales targets for the next year, designing the sales campaign for a new product being released in 6 months, or employing new staff for a new branch of the organization that opens in 18 months.
There's cake in the kitchen, so turn on your out of office. Plastic spoons, helium balloons is how we own it. Productivity is at an all-time low. And when the champion is the new girl, you bet she's good to go.
Dilbert, find out what the users want before you build it.
Why are you explaining my job to me as if I'm an idiot?
It's called managing. I assume you're dumb because you work harder than I do and earn less money. Sales are dropping like a rock. Our plan is to invent some sort of doohickey that everyone wants to buy. Well, the visionary leadership work is done. How long will your part take?
Strategic management are the most senior managers and may include chief executive officers or CEOs, board members or leadership teams, or principals of schools. The strategic decisions made by this level of management may include where to open new outlets or stores in the next 5 years, whether to begin an online sales arm of the organisation, what is the likely population of a school in the next 5 years and what staff may be required, what is the organisation's direction in the next decade. All of these decisions require information, and the better the information supplied, the better the decision.
I am managing director of a company with a very large export commitment.
I work for a hardware firm with a very large annual turnover.
I work for the public health department with a very large shovel.
I start work at 9:30 and finish when I have completed my day's schedule.
I start work at 9 o'clock and finish when the hooter goes.
I start work at 8:30 and finish when it gets too dark to see what I'm shoveling.
I work in a large suite of centrally heated, air-conditioned offices in the West End.
I work in a converted warehouse in Camden Town.
I work in the fresh air, but only when the wind's in the right direction.
Although I am managing director, I must always be on my guard against a younger, ambitious man usurping my position in the organisation.
I too have to be on the lookout in case anyone's after my job.
I have to tread carefully in all.
Not counting entertainment and out-of-pocket expenses, I receive an annual increment of £12,000 a year.
I receive an annual increment of £2,800 a year.
I don't have anything to do with increments. Quite the reverse.
We all serve the community in our different ways. But are we really conscientious enough in our attitude to work?
I have to take a little of my work home with me in order to relieve the pressure on my subordinates.
I take quite a lot of work home, otherwise I'd lose a lot of commission.
I take a load of work home and all, and my rhubarb's coming on a treat.
Rosenberg's H-bomb, Sugar Ray, Panmunjom, Randall, the King and I, and the Catcher in the Rye, Eisenhower vaccine, England's got a new queen, Marciano, Liberace, satire.
Report. Information can be presented in various ways. There are a number of different types of reports that can display information, and these include detailed reports. A detailed report contains a display or hard copy of all elements or records of an information system. These reports can be very busy because they contain a large amount of data and little or no analysis. Summary reports. Summary reports contain the same sort of information as detailed reports, but in a much briefer version. Much of the detail has been left out, and so more general information is included. These reports are good if a manager wants a general picture of the information rather than the fine detail. Aggregate reports. These reports are detailed reports that only display information relating to one area or item. These are used specifically to gain better insight into how a particular sales representative or products are performing on the market. They also demonstrate how specific customers are using the company's products and services. Sample reports. Sample reports are very similar to the detailed reports, but only look at parts of the report. They differ from summary reports because they do not display the whole system data, and they differ from aggregate reports because they do not show all the data from a specific area. These reports give a snapshot sample view of the general data, giving an idea of what the total data picture might look like at a particular time. Exception reports. These reports identify data that does not fit into the general trend or sticks out as different. These can be very useful to identify parts of the system that are not performing well or have a problem. I would like to recognize support audio material I used on this podcast that is not of my own. List that in order of appearance. You can count on me by Spira Gyra from the Best of the Spira Gyra album. Operator by the Manhattan Transfer, Best of Manhattan Transfer album. Money by Pink Floyd, The Dark Side of the Moon album. Squirrel in the Payroll System, Dilbert animated cartoon series. Give Me the Proof, Tower of Power from the Urban Renewal album. Drunken Lemurs, Dilbert animated cartoon series. I Can't Decide from the Scissor Sisters. The Vicious Cycle, Management and Documented Process from the Dilbert animated cartoon series. Cake in the Kitchen by Middle Management. Managing and Leadership from the Dilbert animated cartoon series. The Job Life Skit by John Cleese, Ronnie Barker and Ronnie Corbett. And finally, We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel.